Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. All across America today, hundreds of millions of people are celebrating this very special Christmas Day. It's truly my favorite day of the year. And I'm not the only American who loves Christmas. In one survey, people were asked what their favorite holiday is, and overwhelmingly, the answer given was Christmas. You might be saying, yeah, everybody loves this day because of all the gifts they receive. Well, that could be part of it, but interestingly enough, in this survey, children were asked which day they liked best, Christmas or another day they get a lot of presents, their birthday. And when they were asked just which one they liked best, Christmas was clearly the winner. And I believe the reason why is that sure, children like to receive presents, but they love to give presents. It is truly more blessed to give than to receive. And every gift given at Christmas is a reminder of what Christmas is really all about. That first Christmas gift given, that perfect and wonderful gift of love given by God to all of mankind, the gift of His Son, the Christ child. But there's a very sad and disturbing movement here in America today. It's getting harder and harder to publicly celebrate the Christ child, especially in our public schools. Sadly, all in the supposed name of freedom of religion. God, the very one who started Christmas, is being pushed out of Christmas. The story is told of one community that had decided to have a Christmas celebration, but to leave the Christ child out. As all of the townspeople gathered into the city center, the children of the community gathered on risers at the front of the stage to sing songs and tell poems and stories. And one group of first graders sang a song entitled Christmas Love. And as they sang, each child held up a letter, carefully spelling out the name of the song, Christmas Love. But as they got to the turn for the little girl holding up the letter M, at first no one noticed, but she unknowingly got her letter upside down and the M became a W. Well, the little girl was so proud to be holding up her letter, no one had the heart to tell her that her M was really a W. So, as the song continued to be sung and each letter went up, the parents watched on. But finally, when the song was over and all the letters were displayed, suddenly the auditorium got very quiet, and everyone was taken back by what they saw. Instead of the signs reading Christmas Love, instead the message clearly read Christ was love. You see, no matter how hard you try to take Christ out of Christmas, it's just not possible. And the powerful message of Christmas is truly the love of Christ, God's wonderful gift of love to all mankind. And today on this program, I'm going to give you some wonderful and heartwarming stories sure to make your season bright. You'll hear truly one amazing story. One Christmas Eve during World War I, when the soldiers, instead of fighting, laid down their weapons and made peace. You'll also learn some interesting facts about Santa Claus, old Saint Nick, that you probably didn't know, and the story of one boy who was beginning to doubt his very existence, but then something he and his grandmother did together that proved to the young boy that Santa was truly very much alive. And just what about angels? Do they really exist in our world today? I'll tell you the story of one young boy who got lost at Christmas and the special help he received, maybe from an angel. And finally, you'll hear the greatest story ever told. So gather up all the family and settle back for a much-needed rest as I bring you The Giving. Have you ever wondered why we do what we do during the Christmas season? Why we have lights and decorations and Christmas trees? Why all the bells and angels and singing? Well, some you'll know, but here's one you may have never heard. There is one little sprig we hang around our house at Christmas that is actually classified not as a tree or a bush. It's considered to be a parasite. In fact, its very name means tree thief. But people in America and all around the world love it. Some believe that it's a magical plant able to ward off diseases. Some hunters place it in their hats to guarantee a good hunt. Our early colonists kept it under their pillows because they believed it would give them happy dreams. Young girls believed their dreams would be of their future husbands. In Scandinavia, it was considered the plant of peace, and if enemies met under it, they would declare a truce for that day. Maybe this is why, when people stand under this plant today, it causes something very special to happen. A kiss. Just what seemingly useless parasite plant am I talking about? Of course, it's mistletoe. And just what about the Yule log? Well, the custom of burning the Yule log began long ago when the ancient Scandinavians once a year burned a huge log in honor of Thor, their ancient god. But when the Scandinavians became Christians, they made the Yule log a very important part of their Christmas, and the word Yule came to stand itself for Christmas. They would drag this great Yule log into their house and burn it in their fireplace. But they would always keep an unburned part of the log back until the next year to start the next Yule log. It was believed that this tradition would keep them and their home safe and healthy and in peace. And here's one I never knew. Just where did the tradition of the Christmas tree get its start, and why is it that tree? Well, around the late 600 AD, there was a man born in Devonshire, England, who was given the name Winfrid. When he grew up, he became a missionary and spent most of his ministry among the pagan tribes of Germany. In fact, his tireless work there in Germany earned him the title as the Apostle of Germany. In the year 1723, Pope Gregory II made Winfrid a bishop and gave him the new name Boniface. But you say, what does this man Saint Boniface have to do with how Christmas trees ever got started? Okay, here it comes. Early in his missionary work, Boniface came across a group of pagan people who were about to sacrifice a young boy to their pagan god Thor. They believed that this oak tree was sacred to their god and that sacrifices of young boys under that tree would appease an angry god. Well, when Boniface saw what they were about to do to kill this innocent young boy, he somehow stopped them and actually chopped down that sacred oak tree. So, the young boy was saved, and sometime later, after the pagan people were converted to Christ, they visited the site of that chopped down oak tree. And to their amazement, a young fir tree had grown in its place. Just what did this mean? Well, Boniface told the new converts that this fir was to be their new holy tree, that it was the tree of peace and the tree of Christ. And according to this story, this is where the tradition of the Christmas tree began. But why all the lights and decorations? Well, it actually makes perfect sense. If the Christmas tree is the tree of Christ, then it should surely have lights on it because Christ is the light of the world. What a wonderful story. There's so much to learn from the past if we would just take the time and effort to learn it. Makes me think of the story of the pesky little girl who just would not be good in school. But one day, this pesky child came home from school and she was so excited. She had good news. She was going to be famous. Her teacher had said so. Well, her mom was interested, but a little suspicious. She asked her daughter just what she meant. And the excited little girl, hardly able to control her enthusiasm, said, "Yes, ma'am, it's true. My teacher said, all I have to do is mess up one more time, and I'm history." But sometimes at Christmas, things get so hectic, it's hard to focus on the real meaning of Christmas. The story is told of one very wealthy couple who decided to have their child's christening at their very luxurious mansion. It was an elegant event, and those attending came in the highest fashion, with beautiful coats worn by all. After removing their elegant coats and placing them in an upstairs bedroom, the guests were treated like royalty. It was a very impressive night. When it came time for the real reason for this gathering at this enormous mansion, the christening of the new child, suddenly there was a panic. The baby could not be found. They looked everywhere. Finally, just before the baby's frantic parents called the police, the child was found, buried under all the expensive jackets and coats and furs. the very object of that event, that celebration, had been forgotten, almost smothered. May the overcoats of tradition and materialism never allow us to smother the real reason for the Christmas season, the Christ child. I'm taking a break now, but when I return, I'll ask this question. Do you believe in angels? Have you ever had an encounter with an angel? I'll tell you the story of one lost boy at Christmas and how maybe, just maybe, it was an angel who helped him. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Christmas program after these messages.
Hello, this is Kelly Stewart. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. If Jerry's words and stories in today's program are moving you, stirring you to action, you're not alone. Today, all across America, millions of listeners are hearing this special holiday program, and they, too, are moved. But what can we do to make a difference in our nation right now? One good way is to spread the word, speak out. If you'd like to know how to get your own copy of today's program, just visit our website at www.jerrystewartusa.com, or you can call our office at 817-995-4607. That website again is www.jerrystewartusa.com, or call 817-995-4607. And remember, these programs are great for schools and homeschools, church libraries, anywhere people want a good story, and that includes kids too. Thanks so much and enjoy the program.
Thanks, Kelly. You may be hearing this special holiday program today for the first time, or maybe you're a long-time listener. But what you may not know is that I've been doing these radio specials since all the way back in 1998. I even do a daily feature called One Moment in America. And here's the great thing. So many of the stories you're hearing in my programs are up on my website for you to read. I'm told that there are hundreds of great stories about our America, stories of courage and commitment and hope, stories teaching us through example of integrity, character, and high moral values. Man, we sure need more of all of these today. My website, www.onemomentinamerica.com. Just click on Stories and read away, and they're perfect for children, too. It's www.onemomentinamerica.com. Now, back to the show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the good words book by Rick Randall.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Can you think back to that one gift you really wanted as a child, but when you actually got it, it wasn't exactly what you imagined it would be? I have a nephew. His name is Steve. He's all grown up now, but when he was probably 3 to 4 years old, that year they had just begun to come out with electronic toys that we thought did some pretty amazing things. Well, it was Hasbro or Mattel who began to advertise on TV this special new toy. It was a really cute little chimp named Clancy, and he was very special. He wore a little hat, but when you placed his hat on his hand and then placed a special coin in that hat, he would walk to you. And on TV, Clancy looked so cool. Well, from the first time my nephew Steve saw that TV commercial, he just had to have Clancy for Christmas. He talked about Clancy all the time. He just about drove us all crazy talking about Clancy. He wanted Clancy, the walking chimp, so bad. Well, you know what happened. Santa Claus brought Clancy to Steve. That Christmas morning, before all the little kids woke up, us older kids put Clancy together. We thought of the perfect plan. Let's wake Steve up, tell him it's Christmas morning, and when he gets up to rush to the living room where the presents are, let's have Clancy meet him in the hallway, walking down the hallway, carrying his hat. It was a great idea. So we woke Steve up while at the same time starting Clancy the Chip walking toward Steve's room. Well, what happened wasn't quite what we or Steve had imagined. Steve jumped out of his bed and took off running into the hallway, and there was Clancy. But Steve had only seen Clancy on TV on that small screen. He had no idea that Clancy was over 2 feet tall, bigger than him. So, when he sped around that corner and saw this ape as big as him coming down the hallway screeching and walking at him, my nephew Steve let out a scream and ran back into his room, into his bed, and covered his head. He was terrified. Clancy was no cheerful, friendly chimp. He was King Kong. Well, we finally calmed Steve down, but it took time, a very long time, for Clancy and Steve to become friends. But here's a question for you. Do you believe in angels? Well, interestingly enough, in a recent survey, 79% of all Americans surveyed said they believed that angels are still active here on Earth today. But more amazing is that 75% said they believed they'd had an actual first-hand encounter with an angel. It could be very well. And me? Well, I have my own angel story, which I believe could very well have been my own close encounter with a Christmas angel. The year was 1957, and I was 8 years old. The perfect age for a young boy to be caught up in all the magic and wonder of Christmas. We were downtown that day, my mom, my brother, and me, and the streets were literally filled with the Christmas spirit. Well, back then, there were no indoor malls, so we walked the cold streets from store to store, stepping into those stores my mother wanted to shop in. And me? I just marveled at all the wonder. With each new window display we passed, I would stop and just stare with my mom saying, "Come on, Jerry, come on." Well, on such a glorious day, it was too bad that one little boy, so caught up in all of the excitement of Christmas, became lost in that Christmas crowd. I don't know exactly how it happened. All I remember is one minute my mom was there, and the next minute she was gone. In a moment's time, I went from being one very happy little boy to being very scared. As I stood there looking up at all the strange faces, suddenly it struck me. I was lost. Lost. As I fought to keep the tears from showing, finally, it was no use, and tears began to stream down my little face. Then, from out of nowhere, I heard this voice. "Well, little fellow," he said, "what's got you so upset?" I looked up. It was a man in a uniform, a policeman. He said, "Son, are you lost?" "Yes, I can't find my mom." He placed his big hand on my shoulder as he knelt down in that crowd of people. His face looked nice and kind. He began to question me where my mom might be. I didn't know. He said, "Let's try in here," as he held my hand and took me inside the nearest department store. "Do you see her anywhere?" I stretched my little neck, stretching on my tiptoes, to see as far as I could into the store, hoping I'd see her. But I didn't. "She's not here." "That's okay," he said. "Let's try over here." We made our way over to the main office of the store, where the policeman began to explain to a lady how I was lost. As they talked, I looked, hoping to see my mom or my brother, but I didn't. I was lost. Well, after some discussion, the policeman came to me. He knelt down and told me that the store lady was going to announce over the loudspeaker that I was lost and that my mom would surely hear and come. Then he had to go. As the policeman walked out of the store, I remember wishing he could stay. Then he was gone. After what seemed like a very long time, the store lady continued to announce that a little 8-year-old boy named Jerry was lost. As time passed, I began to have this feeling that they would never find me. Each time that office door opened, I stood up in hopes that my mom would be there. But she wasn't, and the announcing continued. It seemed like it went on forever. And then the door opened, and it was my dad. My dad! I ran over to him and held him oh so tight. I was found. After a few minutes, finally, I stopped crying. He talked to the store lady, then we left. As we walked out of the store, I explained what had happened and that it sure was lucky that my mom had sent my dad into that store. But he said, "Your mom didn't send me. I didn't even know you were lost. I was going to meet y'all at another store. I was on my way there. But for some unknown reason, I decided to stop in this store first to maybe do a little shopping. When I heard the announcement, I didn't believe it could be you. You were with your mom." But then he said, "I thought I'd better check. And here you are." As we stepped out into the street, I explained to my dad how the nice policeman had come to me and taken such good care. On the streets, both my dad and I looked for that policeman, but he wasn't there. I was disappointed. I wanted my dad to meet the policeman, and my dad wanted to thank him, but he wasn't there. He was gone. When we finally met up with my mom and my brother, she was frantic. She hugged me up so tight I could hardly breathe. Then she gave me a long lecture, and interestingly enough, I didn't mind. It felt good to hear her voice. Then I explained the story of the policeman again, but we never, ever saw him. The rest of that day, I stuck close to my mom, very close. But later, I wondered, how did the policeman see me in that big crowd of people? How did he know just which store to take me to? And most of all,